broadcasting live from the Carter Subaru Studios. You're listening to Cairo Nights. Happy Tuesday, y'all. Happy wet Tuesday if you're in the Seattle area. My name is G. Scott. Appreciate you listening to the show. The Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. Now, we got a shortened show today because, Frank, we're going to be having the Cairo Christmas play. That's going to be playing right here at 8 o'clock.
Straight up, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock is going to be happening right here, so don't worry. Then we'll be back at 9 o'clock to give you the rest of the show. But from now until 8, we'll be talking about what's going on here local. But then at 8 o'clock, Christmas Cairo deal. You're not in it.
I am not in it.
I know Curly's in it.
Drew is in it.
And Drew's in it.
Yeah.
Ursula Royteen is in it. Heather Bosch is in it. Basically, all of the who's who, all of the cool people of Cairo are in it, except me, you, and David Burbank.
That's it. Oh, well. Somebody's got to listen.
I know why I'm not in it. How come you're not in it?
Because they've asked in the past, and I, for whatever reason, wasn't entirely comfortable saying yeah, and I didn't think they'd give me a night off to go do it.
Uh-huh.
Right, everybody else, right, except for Drew.
Right.
You know, we can cover Drew, but
can't
cover you.
Yeah. David Burbank, is there a reason why you're not in it, bruh?
You know, I'm just so vital to the day to day operations is the thing here.
All right, we'll get into some news, but again, at 8 o'clock that is going to happen. We want to talk about something called Porch Pirates. I don't know if you guys have been hearing about that, but right now that's kind of a big deal right now, considering it is the month of December and everything. It's the month of December. Holiday gifts and packages are being done. Amazon is all over the place. Packages are being delivered. And you know what there are? They're thieves. There are thieves out there that just go around in the neighborhoods and decide which neighborhoods they want to pick. But they want to get out there and they want to steal packages. Terrible. The tips right now are generally the same. No matter where you live or where you shop around Western Washington, the key is don't leave valuables in your car. Make sure you park in well-lit areas, and make sure you have packages delivered to a secure area. But still, car prowls right now and package thieves are plaguing the region right now. Now, the postal inspector, Anna Weller, she says U.S. postal inspectors and the Renton Police Department recently teamed up over 4 days to take down what Weller calls prolific porch pirates. These aren't opportunistic thieves. Prolific porch pirates are organized, striking entire neighborhoods at one time. They don't repeatedly target one area. They're actually kind of organized and orchestrated with this. Now, they have been putting task force together, not tipping their hand or telling how they've been doing this. But I want to get right to it. One of the things they're talking about is one of the number one areas, according to LexisNexis crime map here in the area, the number one area, shopping centers. Shopping centers. Make sure you guys are careful when it comes to the shopping centers out there. In particular, they're talking about South Center Mall being one area and the Lake Sammamish Issaquah area along I-90. Well, I'm sure you know why that is, because a lot of times places closer to where you can get on an on-ramp, just get right quick to the freeway and be in another city real fast, those kind of do it. Now, they kind of gave me a map a little bit. This was in my Northwest talking about it. And there was a map. The Renton Police, they dove into their crime data to produce a list of hot spots in their area. Now, Renton Police also notes that packages thefts tend to occur in the hours between noon and 4, with another spike around 8 a.m. So one of the biggest hours of the day, they're saying 10% of packages stole off porches is at 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock in the day. I was like, man, usually my packages for some reason never get there around 12. And the day of the week. David, can you guess the day of the week in which packages get stolen?
You know, I would assume like a Monday, maybe.
Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Tuesday. I mean, everything else is kind of high, but Tuesday there is a definite increased spike in all of the things being done. So, yeah, that kind of goes. But what they're talking about is just make sure you guys are secure. That's why this is happening right now. I mean, it kind of sucks. That's why sometimes you go through Amazon. But make sure you have packages delivered to where you are or to a friend or have it to a secure area. Place a hold on your mail when you go on vacation. Make sure you have that happen. And then surveillance camera, of course, that's cool. And then the number one thing is, if you see something suspicious in your neighborhood, report it. Report it. I mean, don't be caught on camera reporting it. Oh, that's another. I had a little funny one right there. Now, Another piece of news right now, even though right now you probably have gone by the old Safeco Field and you have seen now everybody's going to Safeco Field, not for baseball, but they're going there for the Enchanted Christmas that I am just jealous about. It looks pretty cool. David, I'll ask you in a second if you've been there, but here recently, a 25-year lease for the Seattle Mariners right now to remain at their ballpark and related agreements have been approved by the Washington State Major League Baseball Stadium Public Facilities District Board. The team will now be responsible for maintenance, operations, and capital improvements. The Mariners and the board said this recently on Monday. The team's investment is expected to be above $600 million, and this also includes a pair of three-year extension options. Now, as you guys remember, you know, it's been a while when the Mariners moved from the King Dome to Safeco Field. I think that was like after the season, after 1999, that happened. And, of course, it was called Safeco Field. And then now it was reported last month that T-Mobile is the potential of who that baseball field is going to be named after. So the Mariners are going to be here another 25 years. Let me just say this. I'm going to hold out hope. I hope that the Mariners make it to the playoffs before the lease expires in 25 years. That's not bad, right, David? I'm good.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I think that's a wide window. But for the Mariners, you know, nothing's too wide, I suppose.
Now, have you been to the Enchanted Christmas? I mean, have you been seeing the pictures? I mean, people are really making it look cool.
Yeah, you know, I've seen a couple of pictures. I haven't made it down there yet, but it looks pretty. I love anything like that that gets you in the holiday spirit.
Are you into the holiday spirit yet? Tell the truth. Like, I was thinking, I thought that I would be in it. And by the way, today's Tuesday feels like a Monday because I didn't get an opportunity to be on the air last night because I was at that awesome Monday night football game in which the Seahawks won. They're 8-5. Okay, but anyways, it's Tuesday. Woke up, and I'm just like, I need a little holiday spirit. It's raining. I don't want to complain. Like, if you complain about rain and you live in Seattle, it's kind of like a broken record. However, sometimes the rain hits you a certain type of way. Like, it might rain a whole week, one week, and it doesn't bother you. But today, I can't lie. The rain bothered me today. It kind of got to me. And I was like, and in a car, I tried to play some holiday music. It didn't work. It didn't work. Delta Airlines right now, they said it's going to ban service and support animals under 4 months old, and now they will also ban emotional support animals on flights longer than 8 hours. Now, this change becomes effective December 18th and is the latest of tightening up of policies on service animals and emotional support animals by the airline. Now, the company did say in a Monday announcement that it has seen an 84% increase in incidents reported involving service and support animals from 2016 and 2017, including urination, defecation, biting, and even a mauling by a 50-pound dog. You know what's interesting? I have never seen, I'm not saying I fly all the time. I fly about maybe 7 or 8 times a year, maybe less than 10 times a year. I've never seen a service animal, a support dog or service animal on a plane. Never. So I was just thinking about that. It's like, I would assume that, you know, you have a lot of folks, and I don't disagree. I do believe in support animals, right? But I can see where the 84% increase over the last 2 years that, you know how we are, man. You give us an inch, we take a mile. And like, everybody's got a support dog. And so could you imagine getting on the plane and there's like 9 dogs on the plane? I don't know what would be worse, either the dogs or maybe some crying babies. But that could get off the hand. But that's a little interesting right there. Now, Delta says this new policy aligns with the CDC vaccination policy, and the limit on emotional support animals on long flights lines up with the U.S. Department of Transportation's Air Carrier Access Act. So, no more about that. You know, if you want to complain about this, I guess you can kind of understand. If I had a support dog and I want to make sure if I'm flying over 8 hours, I want to be able to do it. Now, this new policy, again, like it says, it takes place December 18th. However, regardless of booking date, it will take effect for all flights on Delta February 1st or later. So if you've been if you're flying Delta and Delta's one of your favorites and you have a support animal, you better find out, make some phone calls about that. I'm quite sure it's probably the same thing. I remember one of the things that my dad used to complain about. He used to complain a lot. I mean, a lot about, man, you know, I just think you should be able to still smoke on planes. You know, back in my day, you just go, you know, the smoking section. Like, could you imagine that? Now you're a youngster there, David. Could you imagine getting on a plane and they're smoking?
No, goodness, no. No, the air is stale enough in a plane. I can't imagine if it was just filled with cigarette smoke as well. That'd be rough. Now, I would not want to fly.
Now, have you ever seen that on a dog?
You know, I've seen a couple dogs on different flights, but I wasn't sure if they were service animals or if they were just sort of allowed to come on the flight. But I don't know. I think if it's one dog and they're quiet, then that's nice. You get the novelty of like a cute dog. But the second they start biting things and urinating on stuff and sort of desecrating the plane, I think that runs into issues.
You said,
sure.
David, you said cute dog. Would you try to say big dogs? You know, big dogs need love, too.
Oh, absolutely. So, no, I mean,
so can
I mean,
you have
just...
a big, do you have a big old German Shepherd or a pit bull? Because you're not...
Yeah,
you're,
I mean, if
you're
it's...
not going to discriminate on dogs, are
no,
you?
No, certainly not. No, I think if whatever size, whatever breed dog, as long as it's being being relaxed, that's a good thing. Which a service animal, in theory, should be pretty relaxed.
Yes,
right?
They
it's
are.
Supposed to relax you.
Yeah, no doubt about it. In the news up in Canada, a Canadian teenager... He quit his job at the Walmart. Basically, he's a 17-year-old kid, 17-year-old Canadian teenager. He said he just quit his job in the most epic way possible. Now, I got some sound of him quitting the job, and I have some already have some thoughts on it. The fact that this is news, the fact that this is a story, this is a time where I am going to really point at your generation, the fact that this is news. This man's name is, young man's name is Jackson Raxicott, and here he is quitting his job at Walmart.
Shoppers, associates, and management, I would like to say to all of you today that nobody should work here, ever. Our managers will make promises and never keep them, and not only that, they will preach to us about how they care about their employees, but about a month ago, my boss, assistant manager Cora, called me a waste of time and management did nothing to help. Management will also try and save money every step of the way, including cutting benefits of a part-time or a full-time associate down to part-time, even though he worked 40-plus hours a week. I've been a loyal employee here for over a year and a half, and I'm sick of all the bogus write-ups and my job. Management, this job, Walmart.
Who in the world was celebrating that? I heard some I heard some clapping. Who celebrates a young man or anybody quitting their job in that type of fashion? Why? This shouldn't even be news that's happened. But again, now usually I'm not one to point at the youngsters and young. As a matter of fact, I tell you all the time, I do believe our world is going to be better because of you youngsters. However, man, this. We can't have this, man. This can't be celebrated. You can't be quitting jobs and celebrating this and this being big time news.
Yeah, you know, it is embarrassing. That being said, I do in a very small part of me, I do sort of empathize with him. I mean, anyone who's had sort of a crummy retail type job. Where you don't get good benefits and you don't get treated necessarily very well. You always sort of fantasize about going out in some blaze of glory, but this is just, it's not the way to do it. And it's really just pointing all the attention to himself, which does not seem like a good way to
do
it.
I don't know. Hold on. So when my man Jackson is his name, 17-year-old Canadian up there, when he decided to go work for Walmart, did he think that, you know what? Even though I've all the things I've ever heard about Walmart, I bet it's going to change once I start working there. So if you already know what you're getting into, then you should know. Like all of his complaints and what he said, these are things that have been said before about Walmart. Right? I mean, usually.
It's true.
Now, have you ever quit a job before, David?
No. I mean, certainly not in any dramatic way. I have given my 2 weeks' notice, as is sort of respectful. And the fact that this kid didn't give a 2 weeks notice. That's not just bad for the company and the managers, but for his fellow coworkers. I mean, that's sort of hanging them out to dry a little bit, which I find to be pretty disrespectful.
Yeah. Here's a piece of news right here. Messy people at work. I don't know if you, there's some folks here that are messy here at work. No, because we're on the radio. I don't probably think it's a good idea. You guys might know them if I tell who they are. I won't even cough and say their names. I'm not even going to do that. There is a study out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. A bunch of researchers, psychologists, and everybody explored the degree of messiness in one's workplace and how it affects perceptions of the owner's personalities. Basically, they're saying basically in everyday life, if people think that a person might be careless, cranky, and uncaring because his or her office is very messy, then these impressions could subsequently impact how or even whether they decide to deal with him or her in the future, either on a personal or professional basis. Now, again, there are some folks that I see around here, and just in general, whether it's, I'm trying to think of what I give a pass to. Like, is it worse for someone? Like, if there's three areas, I'm going to be honest with you. There's three areas in which I judge. I can't help it. I just do. Your workspace, your car, and your bathroom in your house. Those are three areas. Now, you know what? Sometimes, you know, the room and stuff might be a little junky on the floor and everything. But if you eat in your bed, I'm judging you. Okay, that's another topic in itself. Man, the whole eating in the bed is not good. No, no, no. But, David, do you ever judge folks off of those areas and have a perception of them, if you will?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I have a hard time not judging someone by the general cleanliness of anything in their possession, especially their desk. I feel like someone's desk, that's an area that's pretty easy to keep clean.
Bingo. That's easy. Now, the car thing. Now, I have a gender bias on cars and homes. For an example, I believe one gender has a cleaner house than they do car, and another gender has a cleaner car than they do house. I don't want to say what it is, but I would assume you guys know where I'm going with that. All right, coming up next, it is time for News You Can Use. You're listening to Cairo Nights. I am G. Scott.
Time now for News You Can Use on Cairo Nights.
G. Scott, y'all. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the stage right now is set for tonight's live broadcast of a Berry Cairo Christmas. You guys get to hear that. It's located at the First Baptist Church on First Hill. It's going to be a nice little crowd, but hey, we got that here for you. At 8 o'clock, you get to hear that. No, I'm not in the play. They didn't want to put me in it because they know I'll steal the show. I'll get some of my Denzel in there. No, I'm just kidding. They knew not. They knew I can't act. So, yeah, that's going to happen at 8 o'clock, a Berry Cairo Christmas. A bunch of folks here from Cairo are going to be in there. You get to listen to that. Before we get to the news you can use, David, from our last segment, somebody texted in and said, gee, I thought you said the other day that you don't judge folks by the inside of their cars, right? So, okay, since they called me out, can I just share you with some truth? I'm about to get to news you can use, but I got to share this with you.
Please, give it to me.
All right, here's the deal. When it comes to the car, David, if I get in your car and your car is nasty, I know your house is nasty. If I get in a lady's car and her car is nasty, it doesn't always mean her house is nasty. And by the way, I can make that opinion. I have no problem doing it. I used to run a detail business for 11, 12 years. I've cleaned over 10,000. I can make
you
that
know your stuff.
I know it. My stuff. Mm-hmm. So if I get in your car, David, and it's dirty, then you dirty all the way around. You got the toilet seat up. You got all that kind of stuff.
Well, okay. here's my one caveat, and this is me getting a little bit defensive about my own car situation, which is not messy by any counts of the word, but it is in a city like Seattle. Sure, there are car washes in places. It is a little more difficult to vacuum out your car on a routine basis.
Wait, what?
Well, I don't have a vacuum just connected to my car.
Are you trying to say there aren't vacuums all over Seattle?
I mean, there are them in places, but I'm saying it's a little more difficult than, say, if you live outside the Seattle area and you have a home and you have an actual sort of parking lot that you or driveway that you can park in and stuff. I'm mostly just getting defensive of myself. My car is not messy. It's a little bit messy, maybe.
Here's some news you can use, y'all. We're going into the 2019, and everybody's going to start making a New Year's resolutions. They're like, they want to make more money. They want to save more money. They want to be healthier. They want to get rid of pounds, all these different things. Well, I found this in the Huffington Post, David. It is the six toxic people that you should kick to the curb for 2019. All right, here we go. Because, I mean, and by the way, I just saw a deal where last month the Oxford Dictionary proclaimed toxic. Toxic, the word of the year for 2018. So a lot of people are using toxic. All right, here we go. Number one, you want to make sure you kick to the curb the ghoster. The ghoster is that one friend in your group that, I mean, ghosting happens in the dating world, but that's the friend who, at one point, maybe they were dependable, they would communicate, and then all of a sudden now, they never respond. You know, that's that one friend that you maybe talk to on Monday, and they're like, hey, yeah, let's get together this weekend. Sure, no, I don't have to work. And then you hit them up on a weekend, and they're nowhere to be found, and then they hit you back up on Monday like, oh, you know, I got a little busy, and I didn't see my phone, and blah, blah, blah. Get rid of the ghoster. Number two, the adult dependent. Now, we all got that friend. And what they mean by the adult dependent, it's the person that you might help out with financial jams. It's the person that maybe calls you at 2, 3 in the morning. By the way, if you have a friend that calls you at 2, 3 in the morning because they had been having too much to drink, please go and get them or pay for their Uber. That's cool. But you know what I'm talking about. You essentially become like that friend's parent, and they're always counting on you. So that's number two. Number three is the narcissist. The narcissist, these are the folks in your life that take. They go hang out with you. You get the round. You get the second round. You get the third round. And before the end of the night, you realize that they have not reciprocated anything. So you want to be careful of the narcissist. You want to watch out for that. Number four, David, is the eternal critic. Now, the critic is that one friend that's in the group that you might hold details about. For example, let's just say that you might have had a date this past weekend and you went on that date. I go on a date and I say, David, I went on a date. And then the first thing you say is, oh, okay, well, what does she do? Where does she work? Where does she live? Where is she from? The critic. You know what I mean? Somebody who is always critical of everything you do. Man, I just got me a new car. Oh, is it brand new? Oh, it's not brand new. How many miles on it? They always got something to say, David.
And they mask it as they're interested in it. But no, they just want to criticize. They just want to pick apart what you're trying to do.
Thank you. So get rid of the eternal critic. Number five, get rid of the attention seeker. The attention seeker, you know that person, it's always their birthday. And even when it's your birthday, you wouldn't know that because all the attention is on that person because they're trying to shine and have that type of birthday. Have any of these friends, for some reason, you seem like you have a pretty cool friend group. Either that or you don't want to say anything because some of your friends might be listening. I don't know which one it is.
I like my friends a lot. They're a very good bunch of people.
So you mean to tell me, David, on your friends list, you don't have the ghoster, you don't have the adult dependent, you don't have the narcissist, you don't have the eternal critic, and you don't have the attention seeker. You don't have any of those, David.
Not necessarily. It's not all cut and dry, you know? Some people are the narcissist at one point and then this at another point. So it's all kind of fluid. But I would say for the most part, I think I've got a pretty solid bunch. I don't think anyone is necessarily standing out like a sore thumb.
Number six, the last one, get rid of the instigator. There's the instigator. There's that friend that just kind of always kind of starts up stuff and all that. Always the one that's, whenever there's some drama, whenever there's some gossip, that one friend has it. It has that type of stuff. Now, the interesting thing about all of this, I was looking at this list, David, and I can honestly say, at one point in time, I think that I have been all of these. Right? Like, I think I can realistically look at myself and say, I have been all of these at some point in time. Not saying I've been in the entire time, but I've been there. I've been the person that had the drama that always is spreading, is talking. I mean, we all do those things, but that's what happens when I think the younger that we are, the more, how can I say, the more friends and associates that we have, and then the older you get, you just get to the point where you might talk to about one to two people every single day, and that's your circle. It's really small. It's really simple. Small, simple circles are good because you don't have to worry about any he said, she said, that type of nonsense. Of those six, any of these kind of stand out with you? You seem like you would be, are you the... No, you're not the ghoster. You're not the instigator. You're definitely not the attention seeker. I'm trying to see which one you
are. I don't know. I do sort of seek the attention oftentimes. I would say that if I'm the culprit of any of those, I would say I'm probably the most that.
Okay. 253 texts in and says, what about ghosting by introverts? Yeah, that happens. That happens. Especially the ones, you know who gets me are the lying ghosters. The one that's like, hey, I'm on my way. And they never show up. Coming up next, it's time for Unpopular Opinion. You listen to Kyra Knights. I am G. Scott. Welcome back in to Cairo Knights. I am G. Scott. Appreciate you listening to the show. Coming up at 8 o'clock, a very Cairo Christmas is going to be playing right here on the airwaves. You get to hear all of the best, those whose acting skills will be on display here at 8 o'clock. That means it's going to be good acting. Why? Because Frank Shires isn't there, and neither am I. So you know it's going to be good. And by the way, Dave is terrible, too. So yeah, all three of us are in the same boat. Right now, it's one of our favorite segments of the night. It's called...
Popular. You're really unpopular.
All right, here we go. Unpopular opinion for today is a massage. A massage is a great gift for everyone. A massage is a great gift for everyone. We're talking about the holiday seasons. You're thinking of things to get. A massage is a great gift for everyone. Frank Shires, you want to go ahead and start out?
Sure,
first?
I vote no.
Oh, my goodness.
I could think back to my dad. Were he alive today? If I gave my father a massage for Christmas, I think he would have disinherited me.
Wait, why?
Because that was just somebody else laying their hands upon him other than his wife when he was mostly naked, right? Not a big hit. I don't think
really?
That would have... No, absolutely not.
Are you serious?
I'll tell you, even I can go get a massage. I've had a few. But I'm still a little uncomfortable with it, okay? And I've done it enough that I shouldn't be, but it's just...
Well, look.
I don't know.
I'm going to say this. I don't have any, you know, the truth is the truth, right?
Okay,
so,
sure,
know, I can't shy away from the truth.
All right.
But I had an appointment for a massage.
Yeah.
And got to my massage, and the person that was supposed to give me a massage, well, she... didn't come to work that day.
Wasn't available.
What? However you want to slice it.
All right.
She was not available.
Okay, so what'd you get?
So he came in.
Okay, and?
So I said,
oh, no.
It says, so do you want to reschedule? And here's the thing.
Yeah.
The whole, do you want to reschedule,
that's...
was done in front of him.
And it's embarrassing.
Right? Like, yeah, I didn't know what to do.
Because it's an insult. Come on.
And so I feel like in this situation, like, I'm on the spot. And then if I say, yes, let's reschedule,
yeah,
they're going to look at me, and I'm going to walk out, and they're going to say all kinds of things about me.
That's right.
So I'm going to be honest with you guys.
Yeah.
I did not reschedule.
So
I went on ahead and with the massage.
Yeah.
Okay.
So why would you give that to somebody for Christmas?
What do you mean?
That's an unpopular opinion. Why would you, knowing that that could happen to someone, right?
Yeah.
Why would you give them that, massage for Christmas?
Well, first of all, you know why? Because that guy gave me a great massage. And it finally, it really changed the way that massage that I got from him changed the way I thought about massages.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it really got to the point where, like, oh, okay. You know, it's
okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I feel comfortable saying that right now because I don't want anybody to think that I'm a homophobe because I'm not.
No.
But in that type of situation.
That didn't even come up.
Well, somebody could, you know.
I suppose.
Think whatever. But in that situation. So, I'm okay with gift giving of a massage. I think that is a relaxing moment. I think it's phenomenal, fantastic. And the good news is you can ask, you want it tough, you want it hard, you want, you know, soft. Yeah. You can ask for the different types of levels, Frank.
Yeah.
You said no.
I say no because, David's, look at, he's rolling
David,
the music. He wants out of this.
What do you got, David?
I've actually never gotten a massage before. So if someone gave me a gift as a massage, I would be happy with it. But I would never think to ever give that to someone.
Brother David, I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. I'm not saying it's going to change your life because I say a lot of things change your life. But this right here is a good moment. Massages. Frank.
Yes.
You don't want me to get you a massage?
I wouldn't turn it down.
Coming up next, stick around. A very Cairo Christmas. You got to get to listen to something special. You listen to Cairo Nights. I am. Oh, yeah. G Scott.